Aisha Unleashed. So excited to be here for our third podcast. We have Kyle Danikis back at the house. Say hello. Hello. And Bridget is back again.
What up?
Hello. So we are here on a Friday night because we have nothing else to obvious.
Hey, I put off washing my tub tonight to come here, so
that's a big deal.
Well, you know, I'll do it tomorrow night, Saturday night.
Like bleach and everything.
Like bleach, like
wicked, like getting in there.
Well, you know,
like
me being Greek, the hair is an issue, so I gotta fucking like plunge that out of the. Out of the drain on like a nightly basis. Otherwise, I'll drown in the tub from the overflow. So
awesome, yeah. Bridget.
Yeah,
nothing else to do on a Friday night but hang out with us.
That's pretty much.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Awesome. We're sounding great.
Hey, you know, we're single. Great.
Totally doing the home life. You know, it's fine. Whatever.
That's fine. You know, awesome.
I could have totally
both
been
single.
Yeah, I could have totally been reshelving one of my like bathroom shows or something.
See? We should join forces and just get shit clean.
I think we should do that.
Oh.
Oh. Shit.
Sorry. Yeah, I'll wait again.
For the puppies.
So, today I didn't realize that we'd be doing this on 9/11. So, I just wanted to do a quick of where you were on 9/11. Everyone remembers where they were, what they were doing, the day, the type. I mean, really kind of everything. Kyle, where were you on this day 14 years ago?
I was at O'Malley.
Wow.
I know. But I was in eighth grade, if that helps at all.
No,
okay.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Not at all. I think I was in science class, probably cheating off of somebody's paper, and, I don't know.
Did they put it on the TV? Because at that time, they had the televisions in every classroom.
Right. You know,
did they put it on?
They did. And I want to say that they let us leave school. See, at that age...
I bet you they let you out early.
That's what I mean. At that age, I was thinking about this today. I think about it every year. But I think where I was so... I'll go ahead and say so young.
Right, of course.
I didn't get it.
Right.
I didn't understand what was happening. I knew there was bad shit in the world. I just talked. I was like, you know what? It's just another thing, you know? So I didn't really understand the severity of what had happened.
Right, right.
And to be honest with you, I don't think I did up until maybe like a few months later. I still didn't like absorb the, you know, horrifying thing that was done to America. So when I was... in eighth grade, I was an asshole, so I was excited to get out of class. Like I said, it wasn't up until much later
of course,
that
yeah.
I did
It's really
realize.
Hard to kind of comprehend at that age, I would say.
Yeah, you know, I was concerned about, you know, periods and sex and, you know, all this. How old's your daughter?
She's in 10th grade,
okay,
so I'm going to be really concerned if that's what the real deal is.
All right, anyway.
Just saying.
Anyway, but but today, you know what, there was a lot of stuff online, obviously, but I do want to just say one thing. I'm going to sound like such a... No, I'm not going to say like an animal freak, but there was a whole article written about the dogs.
Did you hear about the dog Brittany? It's the last
surviving
dog.
Yes,
she
yes.
She started to have her birthday in New York, and they gave her a cobblestone to honor her and her services.
The dogs, mm-hmm. they'd go into the rubble and the wreckage, and they'd seek out living people.
Oh, my
and they,
God.
Yeah, and there was a couple dogs that, you know, they didn't make it out. And I know, I realized it's a human, it's a dog, you know,
I
get
but
it.
But still, it's the same as the humans that didn't make it out.
You know, mm-hmm. so that never occurred to me. That there was any like, you know, dogs that helped save lives that day.
Yeah, but we're still all finding out different pieces of what went on that day, and still, you know, there's different stories will go on. You just don't, you know, there's a different story all the time.
Right.
Bridget, where were you?
I actually was at the KBAM YMCA teaching itty bitty sports, and I remember going to the class, and I was super mad because the kid that was supposed to be with me helping. Because let's just face it, I didn't know anything about sports. Didn't show up. And I came downstairs after class, and the whole front lobby was silent.
Wow.
And we listened to Kiss 108 in the morning.
Yeah.
Every morning at the Y.
Right.
And it was silent. Lee, who's still at the front desk, and the membership director were standing there just, I was like, what's going on? And they had said, you know, a plane had hit one of the towers at the World Trade mm-hmm. Center. And I was thinking maybe it was an airline mistake, like if the pilot had an accident.
Right.
Like, how could you miss that in the sky?
Right.
And I went home. I mean, it was so creepy just driving.
Eerie.
Yeah,
eerie.
It was very eerie.
Yeah.
Just driving home, you know, from the Y to Rivendell Park. And I got home just to see the second plane hit. And I was like,
oh, wow.
I was like, oh, my God. Like, this can't be real. And I didn't really know exactly. I had no feeling. I had no emotion.
Shock.
Like, it was shock.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then immediately knowing that the Pentagon got hit. And then Flight United 93 that went down in Pennsylvania. It, like, freaked me out because I'm like, what is happening? And I was 19. I was going to college. I actually thought that there would be class that day. I drove all the way to North Shore, and it was nobody on the road.
Yeah.
Nobody on 128.
I mean, everyone thought the world was ending as of
and
right now.
They turned us back around, and, I mean, we didn't go back to school for, like, 4 or 5 days. Like,
they
canceled classes.
Like, you know. So, Talia was one... Actually, how... Actually, no. This is 2001.
One.
So Talia was 1.5. Yeah, she's 1,000. So Talia was 1.5, and I actually worked in the newsroom. So I worked at the Glossy Daily Times, and our news is always on. And when the first one hit, everyone had brought attention and said, look back at the TV. And everybody was watching as the first one had hit the tower, and we were all very confused. We thought, immediately what you said, Bridget, they must have missed it. This is an accident. Well, as soon as the second one hit, you heard nothing in the newsroom, but, oh.
Yeah.
Everyone knew. Being in the news and being in the paper and being right there, it was such a surreal, actually.
Out of body.
It really was being in the newsroom when this was happening.
Right.
Actually, later that day, about 1 or 2 o'clock, after I did what I needed to do, I actually went and got Talia. We went home. We're watching it because what had happened was because of a series of events. So it went the two towers, and then it went the Pennsylvania and the Pentagon, and you thought the world was ending.
Mm.
Like, you literally thought the world was over because nothing like this has ever happened in such, you know, a short amount of time. Boom, boom, boom.
Right,
like,
right,
what
right.
the? Are you kidding me? So I remember us having our VCR and me trying to record the news at that time on my VCR. I have the tape. I've never been able to play it back because now VCRs don't really exist.
Right,
but
obviously.
I would love to see if I actually did record it. I'm not too sure because that was the time where we were kind of getting rid of these VCRs and like going through transitioning. Exactly.
You can bring that to Walmart and they can put it on DVD for you.
And I think we can at Walgreens too.
Yeah.
Because I have, people had made a video of my wedding and a VCR, and I think I can go back, and I think we can do that. But yeah, so, I mean, fast forward to so many years later, when Talia was 10 years old, her first audition was a reading at Gloucester Stage Company, and it was about 9/11. The woman who wrote the reading was in it.
In the building?
Like, it was one of her apartments was... just a few blocks away.
Oh.
So what had happened is when the towers went down, all of the dust
ash
went in her apartment, and she had to move. And the whole thing was about her living where she was. I mean, the experience was so moving, and that was Talia's first coming of knowing what 9/11 actually was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very scary, a little bit scary for her, but I thought it was so incredible that she actually got to hear the story from somebody that lived it.
Right.
And, I mean, everything. When you do a read, I don't know if you guys know what a reading is. A reading is not a play. It's like 4 or 5 people sitting in a chair, and they're acting out in their chair what they're reading.
Oh.
There's sound effects. So everyone's going and they're watching everyone sitting in this chair, and I don't know. So anyway, Talia was 10 years old when she did that.
So can I ask you a question? Because I actually posted about this today. Before that happened, I mean, a lot of people, I've seen a lot of posts today where everyone's like, I was so naive to everything, thinking we were so powerful and that we were invincible and stuff like that. And then people came into our country and did this to us. And I'm baffled because my niece was, you know, 2 or 3 years old. So she, you know, didn't really process what happened during that time. But growing up, everyone remembers 9/11 and mm-hmm. you never forget. But like kids that are growing up now, it's like, mm-hmm. how do you go back and explain what happened? Like,
so
how does
that's
that
exactly
for
what
you?
I did. So when Talia was doing, when she got the part for this reading, she actually didn't know a lot about it. And I brought her online and I explained to her beginning to end and showing her pictures, videos, reality of 9/11 from what it looked like. Like, you know, all the videos of the planes going to the towers and documentaries. I had her watch documentaries. Mm-hmm. I had her get into really what it was about. I needed her to understand it 100% before she went into this reading.
Right.
And she completely did.
Yeah.
And it was a very moving experience for her. As you know, Talia is a very mature person, and she was a very mature 10-year-old when this was going on. She was in fifth grade, and right. she totally understood it. But I show my kids like the harsh reality of it.
You know, if you don't, you're setting your kids up in life like to be completely naive, to get hurt, to not be aware of their surroundings at all.
Right.
You know, I was talking to somebody about it. As I'm not a parent, I don't think I ever will be. But if I were to be, I would definitely show them that kind of stuff and talk to them about, right. listen, this world is fucked up. Like, right. and this yep. is the kind of shit that can happen, and that right. probably is going to happen. So you need to be prepared for it.
Right.
Like, it's not just, like, skipping through fields of fucking daisies every day. Excuse me. But, you know, so I like that you showed her, like, visually. I mean, now it's, yes. you know, computers and all that, but... You know, that she was able to absorb that from her mother. You right. know what I mean? Yeah. And that she didn't get this shit from a textbook, you know, right. in right. school or whatever. So,
right.
yeah, I agree with that.
My main thing, too, is days after. Like, how everyone right. was so nice to each other. Even weeks later, people just, hi, how are you?
And
like,
the American flag went up everywhere. And, you thought it was the 4th of July. Literally every... And so I had a friend, Lisa Bryan, at the time. She was in France when all this happened.
Yeah.
She was there for a semester. When she came back in November, December...
Whole new world.
It was... She said, I've never... She goes, is it the 4th of July? I've never seen
yeah.
so many flags. And that was actually one of her big observance coming back was, wow. Like, there's a lot of American, you know, I think the world changed. I mean, our world,
absolutely.
The United States,
the
like,
society
our world changed.
Yeah.
Our world changed for sure.
Right.
Definitely. Right. So, we have this swear jar here. Obviously, because we swear a lot, which we'll get into in a second. It's a coin jar. Sounds great. Love it. But little did we know. Did Kyle actually have a purpose for this? Like, I just saw, like, this is a brilliant idea. We're swearing, putting the coin... But Kyle, you actually have, like, a real purpose. Like, serious...
Well,
serious moment here.
Well, all right. So there might have been a bit of, you know, ulterior motive.
And you didn't want to tell me this?
I didn't
like,
want
to... the first time? All right.
Well, no, this is what it was. I was going to see if it was a thing. If it was a thing.
Of course it was a thing. I did not think it was going to be a thing.
I know some things I do don't end up being things. So
but it was a thing. Right, right off the bat, it was a thing.
All right. Well, now that it's a thing, I just want to, you know, tell everybody... All right. I'm a huge animal lover, obviously. I just talked about 9/11 dogs. So I think that all the money that we yep. get, you know, acquire over this podcast
yep.
should be donated to the animals. Keep awesome. In Animal Aid.
Yes, awesome,
and,
awesome.
And it's funny because I had mentioned this to a few coworkers Which is actually probably...
Which he probably said to you, dude, this is genius.
So, well, not only was it genius, but they were like, you know, I really think that's cool. Here's some change. Marsha.
Awesome.
Yep. I have to do a shout-out to Marsha.
Yep. Marsha Langigan.
Yeah. Oh, well, I was gonna take out the last name, but okay.
Oh, okay. I will. I don't care. I will. She's Bond Dick.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
Like, hello.
Yeah. So she gave me a whole bunch of change to, you know, contribute to this swear jar. So I think maybe once we get, what, say here-ish?
Which people can't see.
Right.
Which you just did.
Right.
You know,
so a lot.
Saying,
for
like,
the listeners
you know,
at home, it's the, yeah,
it's like
about
a quarter, the halfway the mark halfway or whatever.
Somebody gave me wine, so I'm not thinking clearly.
Not our fault.
But anyway, no, so I'm thinking that, you know, we'll donate that to the puppies.
Awesome.
Yeah. Or
and they have cats.
I'll say
cats there as well. I think it's just
bunnies,
the puppies and the cats and the birds.
Whatever. Like, I don't care. If it's a living thing.
I love it. So we are donating to the Cape Ann Animal Aid, and this is amazing.
Yeah. So if you see me on the street, or Alicia, or Bridget, or anybody, just like fill our pockets with change and say, just say fuck a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, so. I love it. I love it. So I am, I will acknowledge that I swear too much. Listening to the first two podcasts, by the way, thank you for the, if I listen, you listen, you listen. That's three. So thank you to the four
right.
people that right. listened
hey,
to podcasts.
Hey, no, my friend said that he listened.
Okay, so that's
so,
five.
Yep.
Okay,
five.
Cool. My father-in-law is six. Okay, cool. So
I do have
people.
A few friends out west that did hear it.
Wow. Yes. So we're looking at 7, 8.
We're going global.
Eight people listening. We went viral, bitches. We went viral. I love it. So my father-in-law was like, you know, and this is really funny because he's deaf because he doesn't wear his hearing aids, you know, from old age. So it's really funny, can't hear a fucking thing.
But he hears the swears.
But he hears me swearing all the time and says, Chris, you know, don't you think Alicia's swearing a little bit too much? All right, not for nothing, we have a disclaimer.
Did we say it?
Well, we're going to have to say it now.
Oh, all right.
Because, you know, we're going into it now. But the disclaimer is, in no way, shape, or form does my swearing, or anybody else's swearing for that matter,
represent
yeah. who we are as people in our jobs, in our lives. Mm-hmm. Actually, we're just funny, and that's just all it is.
And sometimes,
because I'm sure this is going to get to my boss one day, and I'm sure this is going to get to
someone else. I'm
keeping
this under wraps.
But you know what?
They're not tagged.
What am I tagging you? I'm just saying, this is the way. This is the way I am, and I'm like, here's the thing. I'm like this at work, too.
No, yes,
okay?
Absolutely.
I don't hide who I am. No. This is who I am. No. I'll be reserved around some people if
right.
I know you can't
right.
handle my
priests.
Personality.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. You know, you say priest?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some.
Personally,
some are cool nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not getting into religion.
Some
but,
are super
you know,
cool nowadays.
Some.
So, again, want to thank you to, like, the 8 people that listen, including us three.
What up, Brad?
That's amazing. What up, Charlie?
Gina.
Oh, I don't know if Gina's checked in. I'll check with Gina if she's listened.
Okay, so obviously we live in New England. We're talking about Pat's game last night.
Sorry.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. I can't believe I was going to download this at this show. So anyway, Pat's game last night. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I wanted this to be... See, you so screwed me up with my theme.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are
you going to do
Bridget?
Wait, can't
no.
that be the closer? That can be the closer.
Oh, yes, it can.
See?
All right,
shut it down. Shut it
right,
down.
I've got to just, like, I don't even know.
DJ what. Bridget says shut it down.
All right, let me just get to where I need to be for
right.
a second. Okay,
right.
And then that will be the closer.
Perfect.
Yes.
See?
For sure.
I'm thinking
oh
of
my
shit.
God. Yes.
I'm very.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Speaking
of swear jar, I am now going to put in all the coins that I should have with all the swears in the past two.
Oh, I'm sure the listeners love that.
Yeah. All right, I think you get the point. Like,
right.
I
yeah,
swear
yeah.
a lot. Okay, all right, cool. All right.
And two for good luck.
All right. So Pat's game last night, did you guys watch?
I don't believe in football, so no.
You don't believe in football.
She might believe in football soon.
Well, with that picture.
Seriously? So, did you watch the game, Bridget?
I got to the second touchdown from Gronk, and I just, my eyes went in the back of my head, and not for awesome reasons, and I just was out.
Okay, so.
I said it.
My deal is I don't think, I've never thought Brady is attractive, and what I'm about to say may offend people, and I really don't care, but I don't like the chin dimple. What do they call? Did they just call it
a chin dimple? It's a donut, isn't it?
No. A chin dimple?
It's like a fucking donut.
I've never heard of a donut.
I don't. Guess what? I don't find him attractive either.
It's a butt chin.
Well, I don't either.
It's a
butt chin. Thank you. I don't find it attractive.
I don't either.
And therefore, Tom Brady is not attractive to me. Past Patriots, which I have loved. I'm a sucker for Spanish guys and tattoos. So Aaron Hernandez. I just lost about 2 listeners right there. Now we're down to six. But when Tom Brady came running out of the wherever he was coming out of last night.
The tunnel.
I was trying to say that. I was soft enough where it didn't get picked up.
He was hot. And I don't know if it's because the whole bad boy scandal thing, which...
Not bad really. Boy
he
scandal.
He just played a ball.
This dude wears Uggs and he drinks...
Yeah, but how bad boy is that?
Bad boy my ass. Bad boy not for life, okay?
But did you notice he lost...
It was heat.
He lost
it was anger.
A significant amount of weight.
Well, yeah.
He looked like so clean shaved and so
It's anger. It's hate weight.
Oh, it was hate weight. I love it.
It was, you know, it was a big F you to Goodell.
Yes,
and it was a big F you to like the NFL for this all of the crap for the last 7 months. And, you know, I think he came out with hella haterade. Like, just instantly.
I know. You could tell.
Fury. He wanted that so bad last
night.
And he deserved that.
Yes. So, last night, I had posted, you know, I did post on my Facebook, which is personal, and I don't, it's not for everyone, so don't think you can just go find Alicia Unleash and find me, because I'm not going to be there. But
maybe that's why we get 6 listeners.
Maybe.
Just kidding.
So I admit I finally find Tom Brady attractive, and every woman came out of the woodwork with all sorts of things. And Nicole Schraft, who is a GMG contributor, by the way, decided to do a post today. And aren't they most handsome? On Tom Brady and Garoppolo.
Which one do I like?
You like Danny Amendola.
Yeah. What?
His name. What does he play? What's?
What was it?
Danny Amendola. Someone posted a picture on my Facebook that he cooks as well. He's hot. Not gonna lie.
He is a wide receiver. And a return specialist. I got some returns.
He's hot. But Garoppolo, I said, if he can play as good as Brady and bring us as many rings, then get Brady out of there. Because let's face it, he's old now. He's 38, right?
Yeah, I like him old, so I don't know.
Chris is 38.
In
football years, that's like 100.
Oh, okay.
In football years,
yeah,
like
you get
100.
So many injuries.
But Garoppolo, he's darker. I like the darker guys. Like,
isn't he really tan?
He must be, because he's got that dark hair, dark tan skin. He's just gorgeous.
So is this the fantasy football?
I say something? So when we talked about this on the last podcast, we talked about fantasy football.
Yeah.
And I went to tell you about the line of scrimmage and the first down line, and you went, no.
I can't even understand that.
So we talked about fantasy football, and I saw all the posts today with Danny. I keep saying Danny. What the fuck? Sorry. For the puppies. I saw the post with Danny Amendola and Garoppolo. But Edelman didn't get any play in there.
Oh, sorry, guys. That's my dog. Speaking of the doggies.
Wait, come here. Go on.
But, like, so no one talked about Julian Edelman, which, you know.
Oh, love him.
So I think we should start a fantasy league. And I don't mean fantasy football league. I mean, we could do the same thing. We could draft these dudes. And, you know, I mean, Colin Kaepernick, have you seen the
episode? Oh, I love Kaepernick.
I mean,
again,
a lot of people...
tattooed in dark, I like.
And a lot of people are going to say he's got an avocado nose, but, you know...
He's gorgeous.
But here in New England, no one knows what an avocado nose is.
I told him when you said that, I'm like, what?
He is very young, though. Last time I checked, he's like 24.
I think we should start a fantasy league and start drafting some players. And depending on, you know, what photos we like, we either drop them or we trade them.
Here's the most funniest thing is that whenever I see someone in any sport, whether it's baseball, I don't actually only watch baseball or football.
I like hockey.
I will say, oh my God, hockey too. But not enough. And there's not many nice faces on hockey.
No, they're no teeth.
Fucking helmet.
They're not very cute. All right.
They're
not very cute. Hockey guys. Love my Bruins. Hockey guys are not very cute, except for that guy Tyler, which he's not with us anymore.
He died?
No, he's not with the team. And Chara, he's not.
I'm
cute.
Surprised that there's a lot of hockey players with like actual vowels in their names nowadays.
They're all foreign now.
Yeah,
totally. So I don't know. I wish Nicole was here. Nicole, we love you. Wish you were here. She couldn't be here tonight. She had kids challenges, babysitting challenges. So it's gonna be. But she was.
We need some babysitters lined up.
Yeah, we need babysitters lined up for this shit. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm doing very well with my swearing.
Me too. You're keeping it to TNT versions. There's a few F's in there. But TNT can say shit, piss.
Oh, like TNT.
We love drama, you know?
Yeah, okay. All right, cool.
They can say shit, piss, bitch. You
okay,
know?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right,
I'm a child of a bartender, whatever.
Funny mouth. So today, it rained all day. In my world, it did.
Yeah.
I don't know where y'all were, but
no,
in my world,
this.
It rained. Okay. And it felt like fall. Do you think fall is here? Are you ready to embrace the fall?
I am ready to embrace 72 degrees all year round.
Yeah,
I found out.
In here, buddy. You might as well move the fuck back, dude. Move the fuck back.
I found out the Canary Islands is 72 in the summer and 68 in the winter.
Oh, wow.
And I swear to God, I am ready to go.
That's like Key West. I mean, I would like Key West is pretty much 89 all year round.
I refuse to acknowledge Florida as a state. Sorry.
Oh no! I'm going right down to Key West, right down.
Well,
so,
I love the fall.
Me too.
For many reasons.
Yep.
For many reasons. This might sound a little bit morbid, but it's the only time death is beautiful. Those fucking trees are dying left and right, and it's gorgeous, right? Also. This might sound really awful too, but I love people in flannel. We'll say men.
Lumberjacks. You like lumberjacks.
Lumbersexuals.
I like the plaid. So the vision between the trees and the plaid shirts. Like I'm very excited.
And the beards.
For the
you probably like the beards.
I do. But we went over this. Kept
yeah,
beards.
Yeah, we did.
But,
episode number two.
Yeah. But, no, I think it's great, though, because it's also good because you can wear a nice sweater, you can pack a few pounds on, nobody's going to notice. Like, it's good, but it's also, fuck, winter's coming, you know, which is, you know, never fun.
It's my greatest fear.
You know, last winter, I strongly, you know, considered killing myself.
Yep. I thought about it.
You know, and, like, so, like, fall's coming, and it's like, great, I'm going
to
be...
So this would be a really bad time to tell you that this winter
is going
to
be worse,
because
of that
last one.
Yeah, that's what they are saying. I
so
did hear that.
So fall used to be... Actually, fall is my favorite. Fall and spring, because they're in-betweens, and I love them. In New England,
I'd
rather be somewhere else where it was 80 to 90 all year, but whatever, I'll take it. Last winter... We had such a long winter, we did not have a spring, really, and we went right into summer, and now we're in September, and we still had a summer day.
Right.
I'm so pissed off at Mother Nature.
Yeah, I'm gonna write her a letter.
Write her a letter.
Yeah, I'm gonna write that bitch a letter.
I'm gonna go fucking find her, take her,
tag her by her fucking hair.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, I don't.
I'm pissed at this bitch. I'm pissed.
I know.
Okay, and now you're telling me you're gonna make my winter worse.
All right.
So that I'm trying to embrace fall, but it's very hard for me.
Listen,
right now
I'm with you. I spent 9 years out of this state for a good reason. I did not want to see the white stuff unless I drove to it. Okay,
right.
Or yes. so let's just say it didn't really snow until January. Okay, last year, because I was like, ooh, oh, I know it's coming. I know it's going to come. And when it started to come and I tried to shovel, I literally started sobbing.
Sobbing, shoveling,
ugly cry, sobbing. Like, I'm just going to run in front of this plow.
Right.
I'm going to do it right now. And then it got worse. And then I had back surgery in between blizzards, and it just got worse. So I want to give a shout out to my friends Christina and Joel, who actually came to my house.
I love them!
Who came...
Go see Joel at Treetop!
Yes! Or go see...
Yoga Injector! Yay!
Or go see him at Cape Ann Brew on September 19th, yoga and beer. Sorry.
Wait, yoga and beer?
Yeah.
Kyle, that is right up your alley,
dude. Except I don't drink beer, but okay, I like yoga.
You still go.
Okay. But you like guys, and he...
They drink
and,
beer.
And well, they drink beer.
Wait, whoa.
Are we saying you don't like guys?
No. But the way that you said that.
But you like guys.
I'm a female, and I'm not a lesbian, so I like guys, but the way that you just said that.
But you like guys, right?
Yeah,
do you?
You
don't like beer.
I don't like beer.
Right, so I was trying to put another connection together for you.
Right.
To make you go.
Yeah, but I don't like men right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Well,
anyway. Going back to winter.
This is turning into a Sex and the City episode real quick. All
right, go on.
So, going back to this
beer and yoga. Yeah.
Serious, ugly winter. So, I had my friends come over and shovel my mom and myself out. I couldn't do a single thing. Don't even think about it. My mom can't do a single thing. And I was just like, all right, it's time to go back. Time to go back to Oakland. I will take a gun back to the head, or I will take a dead body over this shit.
Yeah.
Well, and it got about worse. To be worse.
I'm ready to, like, you know, take my dog, take my mom. I don't give a crap. Leave the house behind. It can rot.
And right. Just go leave.
Like, I mean, the rental market out in San Francisco, you know, I'll make do. I will stand on a corner. I don't give a crap. Like, I will start hustling. Yeah. Like, this stresses me out.
Yeah.
It already stresses me out.
I mean, I guess I have to embrace it because the winter's coming, and that last, you have to understand, this last few days, just this week, when it was 90, I was like, yes, it's going to be summer for this much longer.
It felt like the devil's asshole, okay?
It did.
Let's face it.
It did. When did we go out on Monday? Was that Monday?
Did we go on Monday and we were sweating like balls, like sweating
like,
our balls
off?
I would love it, except I know a really bad winter is coming. Like, I am in
when you,
my head.
When you have to wring out your underwear from the fucking sweat.
No, I am not enjoying,
like, I don't enjoy that. That night we were out with fucking Billy Bob, the
Billy
biker.
Billy Bob, the biker!
Awesome. I
like,
was lifting my skirt up and just like put my legs out and just fucking air it out. It was horrible. How do you enjoy that? Maybe like
I have a pool that I go to.
Oh, is your pool next to your vagina all day? Because I like how?
Yes, it was. I worked from home. So do you drink hot coffee or iced coffee? And like, does it matter? Do you do that? Is it weather based? I mean, when do you drink coffee? Like, what's the deal?
When I used to drink coffee, which we all know what happens when I drink coffee.
Oh, yes.
Episode one.
Yeah.
It's usually iced coffee. Usually.
It doesn't even matter if there's a blizzard outside.
Last winter, my best friend Jeff, he pretty much helped me all winter to stay sane. But he would bring me iced coffees.
Even in the middle of winter.
It could be negative fucking 14 and give me an iced coffee.
Oh,
I don't get it.
We didn't even have to. The doggies are.
He's monitoring my swearing.
He's swearing. The minute he heard you swearing, he's like, woof, give me more money.
He's like, keep going. My friends need food.
Do you drink coffee, Bridget?
I do. And it doesn't really do the same thing as it does for Kyle. Like, I think it's just a mental state for me. It's just like, okay, I gotta drink coffee. It doesn't help me function.
So if it's hot or cold, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It, like, I feel like iced coffee for me just goes down a lot faster. And so, and obviously when I drink iced coffee, it of course has to have flavor. It has to have
juice. Oh, yeah.
And it's you know, the Dunkin' Donuts caramel mocha with, like, just cream, fine. No sugar. Don't need to add extra sugar. What are you people thinking? But I can drink it hot, cold, doesn't matter.
You know, I used to be that way with coffee. I was heavily, like, addicted to coffee, among other things. But I literally, like, I can just, when it's freezing cold, just do an iced coffee. But I have to have it flavored. I can't do black coffee. Well, like now though, like every once in a while, I'm like, I'll get a coffee, but it has to be like flavored or whatever. Before, like my taste buds have changed so much since I quit smoking and all this and that. Like with booze, I could chug like fucking gasoline like it was water, and I was fine. But not even to mention, I would wake up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Mm, now, this glass of wine, I'm going to be dead tomorrow morning. Which I'm probably just going to go out later. But make it worth it. Like, I can't be like, oh, I feel like shit for having, like, one glass of wine. I'm going to go, like, you know.
So, are you, now that we've finally admitted that it's fall, are you a pumpkin person?
So, all right. So this is my thing with the pumpkins. I love it. Family, like a family thing. If you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend or maybe some close friends that are in town with you, that kind of thing. I find that if you're going to carve a pumpkin or set them out.
I didn't say carve a pumpkin.
She's talking about pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin coffee. Pumpkin cheese.
But why can't we talk about...
Pumpkin donut.
Well, no, I get it. But why can't we talk about an actual pumpkin, though?
No.
No?
No. That's like way too early for that shit.
No. You got to wait until October for that. And by the way, I have high-end pumpkin carvings, so...
I'm not into that. I just like my pumpkin flavor and everything. Pumpkin coffee.
No.
I can't wait. It's coming out. New England coffee is my favorite pumpkin coffee. I make a great pumpkin cheesecake. I make the best pumpkin bread. I love pumpkin muffins. Pumpkin everything. And both of my sisters do too. It's a family thing.
To be honest with you, because out west there was no such thing as pumpkin anything. You didn't really know when it was October. You're like, oh shit, people are dressed up. Pumpkin spice. Like, I feel like when the leaves start changing fully, that's when you should start be drinking pumpkin. I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
I mean, they've already started. So, like, you could do it now, okay?
It's 90 degrees the other day, and I'm going
to
be
who
drinking.
Who wants to drink fall flavors in 90-degree weather? You're mental.
I love them. So, I love pumpkin so much. When I used to do a cooking contest, I actually won first place for my pumpkin chocolate chip cookies. And they're nice. Very moist, very nice. What is he doing?
Oh, don't say the N-word.
He's just doing this and he's like laughing at himself.
I said don't say the N-word.
Nobody likes the word moist. Is that a swear word?
No,
I think moist should be.
For the puppies.
For the puppies.
Moist is an appropriate word.
Moist is inappropriate?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, then you missed the vagina talk.
Yeah.
Sweaty vagina. Oh, there's vagina. More vagina talk coming, I swear to you.
there is.
Oh, there really is.
Yeah.
So, pumpkin chocolate chip cookies, I won first place, and I was so excited. So, anyway, I got really, I was really into cooking contests at one point, and I actually met Lori Lufkin from Essex through a national cooking contest. Wow. So we both started entering the Paula Deen cooking contest back in 2010, I believe. 2009. It could have been 2009. And she messages me. Let me tell you, national like national, messages me out of the blue on this site, right? Hey, you're from Gloucester, I'm from Essex.
Oh, weird.
Like, crazy, right?
Yeah.
Small world. So we meet in person. It just, we support each other great, and I, you know, I work there at Foreign Affairs.
See, I wish I could cook.
See, it was just, I don't know, I didn't cook either. Like, I didn't start cooking
until... You mean you didn't come out cooking?
No.
Like, you weren't born with a fucking spatula in your hand?
Nope.
That's Chris amazing.
Chris
oh, wow. Cook. Okay.
So I didn't start cooking until I found out I was good at it.
Okay.
So I call it retirement, and I left retail, and we were in a position where I could just take care of our kids for, like, a summer.
Yeah.
And I started doing these cooking contests, and that's, you know, that's kind of how I fell into it. And then I was like, wow, I'm really good at this cooking thing.
Yeah.
And my nana was still around at that time, and she taught me some stuff, and I'm like, wow, I'm really good. So other than Tinder, have you guys ever met anyone through a national website? Have you ever been on anything national and then someone messaging you and saying, hey, by the way, really funny, I'm from Rockport?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Dating websites don't count.
Yeah, no.
Well, then I'm out.
Then you're out.
No, actually, that's not true. Actually, I was part of a softball website, and I was a manager, so of course I got to... you know, message when for like tournaments and stuff, and someone had called or messaged me, and he was like, you know, the way you compose yourself and the way you talk is really interesting. Where are you from? And I said, oh, I'm from New England, or I'm from Boston, because let's face it,
yeah.
If you don't know Massachusetts, Boston, that's it.
Right. Dead stop. That's just what you say. Right.
And he's like, all right, no one's from Boston. Where are you actually from in Massachusetts?
Right.
And I said, you know, I'm from Gloucester. And he's like, oh, no shit. Sorry. He's like, I'm from Saugus. And then I met a whole bunch of other people that, like, went to MIT, lived in Boston for years. A bunch of guys I played with. Softball. I played softball with.
Yeah.
Grew up here, and they were transplants.
Oh, cool.
Because they avoid the fucking winter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Smart people.
Yes.
Wait, does Craigslist count? Or?
No, that doesn't count either. Tinder.
No, not for
nothing,
that.
Nothing. No, Craigslist, they don't. No, they don't count.
Yeah, but not for that on Craigslist. I don't want to get
casual encounters.
Yeah, no. I bought a bunch of stained glass stuff from a guy that was from
there you go.
Like California or something.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but all right. So no.
All right. So yeah. So that's
That's that.
That's it. That's
how that works.
Yeah.
That's how.
So
that
no.
Works.
No.
So I know we talk about Nicole Schrapp a lot tonight. She has sent in a topic, which I think is kind of fucking hilarious. Back to school, there was a second grader, the mother sent in cupcakes for a bake sale, and they were vagina cupcakes. They were pink.
Were they hairy?
Did they have jimmies? Did they have...
Yeah, that's what I mean. Was it like
did
a...
Did they have
like
chocolate jimmies on them?
Right.
Was this in New England?
No.
Was this here?
No.
It oh, where was
like
this?
Baltimore or something.
Oh, well.
It was like somewhere, some... You know, some
she
other place.
Should have made it for the riot people. They're still out there. Take my vagina cakes. Calm down.
Wrong movement, lady.
Right. Wrong fucking page.
She had sent pink. It was pink vagina, hairless vagina cupcakes, literally to school, and saying it was about teaching the girls about empowerment. That's okay.
Who brought the dick cakes in? Would
maybe
I don't,
it was the dad?
Like,
I don't know.
No. Like, the point I'm getting at is, like, I get she was, like, a huge fucking feminist, right?
Yeah.
Uh-oh,
right. Here so, we are. Uh-oh,
no,
man,
no, no,
really,
I'm not,
please don't listen to this.
No, I'm not gonna get into it, because I get real fired up about stuff like that, but, like, what if, like when, like, cause she wanted the girls to know about, like, their rights, whatever. But, like, what, like, I don't know, what about, like, the little boys? Like, hey, look at all these vaginas in front of me. Like, what about my little penis? Like, I don't, what are they feeling? You know what I mean? Like, I don't get, like.
I can tell you what the penises like, are feeling.
All right, like,
no.
Second grade, you said? Was it second grade?
Yeah.
Was there, like, a declaration on it that says, this is your vagina, this is what the power is? Like, what was the story behind it besides, like,
Why does it look like a weird lip? I don't understand.
Like other than
like what the hell? No,
like other than teaching like little boys how to eat pussy, like
Did they just go in? Did they start with the licking of the frosting, or did they just go in?
Alright, so this is turned to
I think it's holy shit, dude.
Don't bring
me wine.
Alright, should I submit these to a baking contest?
The vagina cake?
Yeah,
should
As long as they're pumpkin! Oh my god, pumpkin with the
pumpkin pussy cake.
Oh my god!
Oh my god.
Alright, so Nicole, thank you for giving us that information because now that totally went X-rated.
Sorry.
Oh, Joey's gonna kill me now.
You like, gave me wine!
Joey is going to be like, Alicia, where the
Listen, they get to talk about their balls sticking to their thighs. Yeah, I listen. did you not hear the second to last one?
At your in-laws' house.
They were talking about their balls sticking to their thighs and shit and how hot it was. Like, that's not what I want to hear at 8:30 in the morning, but I'll do it. I mean, I was like, wow, okay, we can talk about vagina. No, I don't really want to talk about that, but I mean, we can say that too, yeah, so that's no apologizing.
That's true. I think it was the P word. I think it got a little...
I think it was the P word.
I think it got a little extreme, a little bit. Yeah.
I apologize. Really,
you what? You never played the penis game in middle school or high school?
The other P word.
That word.
That's about the cats, right?
The kitties. It's for the kitties. Oh, kitty cat.
Oh my god.
All right. Awesome. You know what? I think we should just like end it on that note right there.
On the P note. Yeah.
So we probably raised about $11 from our swearing tonight.
Yeah.
That's about good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm happy with that.
That we're going to be donating to KPN Elma Aid once it's, you know.
This high.
Halfway.
Right.
Which it's
I keep pointing to it like
I know, I was trying to see. I was making a...
I know. Cute deal. Oh, so let me go. All right, this is what's happening. Oh, I got it. I'm about to end. I don't even have my music queued up, dude.
Do you got it ready?
Oh, wait, can we do this song?
What?
This is it! Oh, I thought this was going a different way. I'm sorry.
No, this is...
I thought you were going to do a DJ Khaled, and, like, all I do is win.
Oh, I like that one, too.
Next round.
Oh, all right, next round. Well, Southern Bitches, Alicia and Leach, out.